Insight with Jack Stonglers being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stongler.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome this gorgeous summery Wednesday night. And we welcome into studio some representatives from the 2024 Party with a Purpose group. We have Jim and Ted Heitkamp, correct?
Heitbrink.
I said Heitkamp, didn't I?
Potato, potato.
What did you write down, Jack?
I wrote down Heitbrink, but I can't read my own writing.
I was pretty sure you wrote it down right.
And Mr. Riley Kramer.
Hello, Jack. Guys.
How you doing?
Very good. I think I talked to most of you guys last year. I know Riley was in here. Ted,
yep,
were you
I think too? It was us. Us
yeah. I was thinking it was. So we're fast approaching the 2024 Party with a Purpose. So let's start by letting everybody know, when is it and where is it?
It starts this weekend. Thursday evening.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Out at the Great Rossburg Acres Campground in downtown Rossburg, Ohio.
Downtown. Well, it's actually like a suburb.
Suburb yeah. of there you Rossburg, go. Yeah. Yeah.
I think Rossburg is a suburb of Rossburg Acres Campground.
Yeah, I think that is how it has become over the last few years.
That is probably really true. So, you know, let's talk about, you know, there's so many things to cover as far as the details of what the weekend consists of, but let's start with the why, okay? You know, so the Party with a Purpose started when?
So this will be the third year for the Party with a Purpose. It formerly was the Kara Seifring Memorial Campout. That ran for 16 years, I believe, and that all started when Kara Seifring was diagnosed with cancer. They decided to have a fundraiser to help the family, and unfortunately, Kara lost her battle, and the people who started having had the benefit for her, they decided to keep it going in her honor to help more families, and it's just, over the years, just continues to grow to what we are today. So we wouldn't be here without that original committee starting that fundraiser out at Rossburg.
And were you guys part of that committee towards the end? Or
I was. Yep. Me and my wife were part of that committee. And then when the family decided it's time to move on, and the committee was, you know, they did their due diligence. They worked their butts off for how many years. And we didn't want to see it go away, so me and my wife went and asked some more people out at the campground if they wanted to start something, continue this, but start something a little bit different.
Yeah, and that's how you guys got involved. So let's touch on the committee members, because I know that even though you three are here, when it comes to the actual work part of it, your wives probably do 90% of it.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the six couples that form the committee.
So yeah, the six couples are started out with Ted and Stacy Heitbrink, me and my wife Leslie, Jim and Leslie Heitbrink, Joe and Kelly Burring, Steve and Julie Ontrop, Riley Amanda Kramer, and Ted and Angie Woods.
Fantastic. And you know, good things don't happen without passionate people leading it. So it's really cool that you six couples kind of took us under your wing to a certain extent. So let's talk about Thursday night. Okay, so it all starts Thursday. What is going on?
So Thursday night, we start with, there's Cosmic Bingo, pre-sale tickets only. But it's just a good opening night. A lot of people are out there camping. There's some that just come in for the bingo because Connie does a heck of a job of putting together a great bingo party. Yeah. You hear people hooting, hollering, screaming. Some of them come out sweating because they're so packed in there. But it's just a wonderful, wonderful event that she puts together. There's prizes, there's cash, there's all kinds of stuff that gets won in that bingo event. Then after bingo, we got... You're playing, right?
I'm playing.
We got somebody named Riley Kramer going to play music down at the little Berg Bar. So we got live music, and it's just not anything being sold, nothing being pushed. We're just there to relax, have a good time. I call it our relaxation before we got to start running the event.
It's calm before the storm.
Yeah, they may call it relaxation, but let's be honest, it's a party.
Yeah.
If you're going to come out Thursday, it's going to be a party. You're going to have a great time. It's
a pre-party party.
It's a dance party. It is a full-on party.
Fantastic.
It's Thursday night, ladies' night, unofficially. It's cosmic bingo with primarily ladies enjoying themselves, having a great time, the wives having a great time. Come to the Bergie Bar afterwards. We've got me and a handful of people. We call ourselves the Midlife Groove Party. And we've got special guest Matt Meyer, who is showing up to play as well. He's played probably every Thursday night at this post-cosmic bingo party. He's probably played every Thursday night for the last, I'd say, 10 years.
Is somewhere that right? There.
I think I've been doing it for the last 7 or 8 years. So yeah. It's fun. It's a bunch of fun. It's a great way to start the party. It's a great way to start the weekend. It's a lot of fun. It's not really relaxing. It's a party.
It's a party.
So, the Cosmic Bingo, is that sold out?
Yes.
Yep. I believe so.
Yep. Okay. So if somebody just shows up out there, they can have fun, but they can't play bingo. They can make fun of other people that are playing bingo and
yes,
and get in on the hooting and hollering and all that stuff.
I'm not aware of anybody scalping tickets and driving the price up. But yeah, it's sold out. But show up, by all means, show up. Come out to the Bergie Bar out behind and enjoy the festivities.
Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about Friday, Saturday, and Sunday right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
The Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be holding their annual all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday, September 22nd at the Legion from 8:30 to 12:30. Tickets are available from any high school or junior high school band or choir member, or you can also get them at the door. The tickets are only $8 each, and kids age 5 and under are free, and carryouts will also be available. You'll get scrambled eggs, sausage, pancakes, fruit, breakfast pastries, and a drink. So step out for breakfast on Sunday morning, September 22nd, for the annual Music Boosters All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Legion.
The air?
no, we can't be on the air because you always point at me.
Well, I had to make a detour around the back to get something out of the back refrigerator.
That's where Neil's saying he had to go to the bathroom.
No, I had to go around the bathroom because the other bathroom's out of order and I didn't want to go through this one.
Well, now that we know Neil's bowel movement, let's talk about Friday. You know, so we've just had the Thursday night Cosmic Bingo. Connie Stockler has done a bang-up job with that ever. You know, I think she was in charge during
the Kara, yeah. She's been doing... We should find out and actually have that written down of how many years she's done it. But yeah, she's done a marvelous job. It's normally, yeah, I don't... It's a good amount of money she has raised over the years on just doing that bingo on Thursday night.
Yep. So then we've recuperated from the, you know, pre-party party that happened on, you know, Thursday night. And now we got Friday. So what goes on Friday?
So Friday we start with a soup free will donation soup supper from 5 to 7. We'll have, I think, 5 or 6 different soups out there, hot dogs, cookies. You come in, you want to get a tub, you want to get a bowl, whatever you feel like you want to donate to the supper, put in our donation bucket and have yourself a nice little meal. It's really nice for the people that are out there getting campers set up, eat, and maybe run away to the Friday night football game, come back for the events later on the evening.
Yeah. Awesome. So, and is this held in the barn, you know, in the...
This is in the building right next to the big tent. Most all our events are right under the tent or within the building.
Fantastic. And then, what else goes on Fridays?
So Friday night, we're something new we're doing this year. It's a new kind of card game called Card Bingo. Some of the campground permanents just wanted to put this together and do this as a new thing. It's a card game with any age group can play, from kids to, you know, seniors, and it's a fun event. $10 gets you in. You can win a little money. A little money goes to the benefit, and it'll be a good thing to do because we're going to roll that right into a Monte Carlo night. You know, playing, you know, some of blackjack. Riley and I run some horse races. We do a horse race event, so it's pretty fun. And then all while we're doing that, we have punch boards that we've created. It's kind of like The Price is Right, where you get a punch through.
Oh, cool.
Pull out the thing. Well, we do that. We do it. You know, what's been really, really popular, we do it for kids. We do a kids punch. And we've asked for a lot of donations, and it's really caught on for, you know, for $5, kids can come up, punch through the board, and they're going to get a toy or a football or a Barbie doll or a prize. You know, every punch you're gonna get something.
Yep.
So it's really, really, really fun.
Are there any zingers in there, or are they all something?
The kids ones, there's not too many zingers, but the That's adult good. One, there's there may be some zingers.
There definitely should be.
You may get a tall can of an adult beverage that most people might cringe at, or a bottle of something MD related.
So what time is that kids punch?
The kids punch starts, we really about, you know, middle of supper. So 6-7 o'clock, we'll start pulling stuff out and start running that, and we'll run that until we run out. So if it's Friday night, or we run it into Saturday morning, we're gonna keep that till we run out. And that we had gotten a lot of donations this year to run. Every punch board is 100 prizes, and we've got a couple rounds of that we can do.
No kidding, that's fantastic. And the soup starts at what time?
5 o'clock.
Okay, so shortly after the soup starts, then you'll have the kids punch bowl, I think it's called.
Oh, we had to start that early because kids were lining up at supper time already wanting to play. We had such a long line, we decided we'd better start this a little earlier before we have a mutiny of little kids attacking us.
Kids aren't known for patience, there's no doubt about that. So then after the kids punch...
that's where we roll into the Monte Carlo evening, and then music, you know, DJ by Riley Kramer.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Our in-house musician all weekend.
So the Monte Carlo thing. So is that you bring $100 and you can win tickets, and then those tickets get you things? Or
no, it's I would encourage maybe $500 somewhere in there.
Perfect.
It's really, you know, we've got some games of chance. We've got, you know, some card games. We got the horse races that go on. We're basically running horse races every 15 minutes. That's a ton of fun. Yeah. If you've not seen, for the folks that haven't seen it, I mean, we've got a couple big foam dice, and we're rolling the foam dice, and it's a game of odds. Yep. So you're picking the horse number you want between 1 and 12. Or, I'm sorry, between 2 and 12. And it's based on odds, and people are cheering like they're really seeing horses run down the track. And it's a ton of fun. We're running them every 15 minutes. It's not expensive. I think, what is it, $5? $5. It's $5 per race.
So you can bet $5 on horse numbers?
Yep.
Six or...
Yes.
Now, the odds are probably different for the different numbers.
So it all depends on how many people bet on that horse.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, the worst odds are obviously snake eyes, double sixes.
Yeah.
So rolling that, it takes you less... win takes you less rolls
I
to
see.
Get snake eyes to win than if you were to get, if you had six or seven,
yep.
You're going to land on six or seven a whole bunch of times in order to get that win. So it's all based on odds. It never seems to work out in anybody's favor, especially mine, my kids. But it's for the right calls. And really our goal is, like it is all weekend, we're going to, you know, come with a cash, you know, a wallet full of cash. We're going to talk you out all of it. That's kind of the plan.
And you're getting pretty good at that, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. We've been figuring out. The other thing that will be happening while all this is going on, or shortly after the soup supper is open and going on, is we've got raffle buckets. Holy cow, come out and just buy $50 worth of raffle tickets, because your chances of winning are going to... We've just got buckets and buckets of amazing prizes. There's boutique stuff. There's kids' toys. There's just all kinds of stuff that's been donated and put together as just raffle items. It's no auction. It's just a little bit of a game of chance.
Yeah.
But come and buy some raffle tickets and drop them in the bucket that you want to try and win.
So you get, you know, five tickets for $5 or whatever, and then you drop those
something
tickets.
Something like that. I
think it's
exactly.
Six tickets for $5, and okay. Then you
and
can
then
drop
you
them.
Buy...
And then the other one of our big fundraisers that we've been doing all summer is golf cart tickets. We sell a bunch of golf cart tickets this weekend, but more we sell, it just the more families we can help. So
sure.
With the golf cart ticket, you got a chance for $20. You got a chance of winning a brand new golf cart or a set of four tires from Chickasaw Garage. There's Milwaukee tool set from Fort Recovery Lumber, or you got a chance of winning a pizza oven that was donated by us in the committee.
Fantastic.
Or the deal, we've always got deals, but the deal on the golf cart is, or you could get three tickets for $50.
Fantastic. So, is the golf cart given away this weekend?
The golf cart will be pulled Saturday night right before the live auction starts.
Yep. Fantastic. So, Riley, okay?
Yes, sir.
What kind of music do you play when you perform on Thursday, and then what kind of music do you play as a DJ?
All right.
That's whatever you damn well want to.
Whatever I like. No. As far as the music that's going to get... So Thursday night, if you are... how about we talk generationally? So if you are a child of the 60s, you're going to be happy.
No.
If you're a child of the 70s, you're going to be happy. 80s, 90s. We're basically playing anything from the Bee Gees and Beatles, the Animals, Bob Seger. There's that type of music, but we're also getting into, I mean, you know, I'm born in 1982, so I'm not really into that as much,
But if you are, if you graduated and you were in high school in the 90s, you're going to love what we're playing too. It's going to be songs you probably haven't heard in a long time, but they were one-hit wonders back in the day. That's kind of what we specialize is, yeah, is that type of music. Playing the music that we grew up listening to the crowd that basically is our age group. Yeah. Now, that's the music that we play. From a DJ standpoint, it's really whatever's hitting with the crowd. I mean, yeah. I'm calling me a DJ is probably a gross injustice to real DJs. I'm going to be honest with you. I've got a Pandora station. I hit go, and then people tell me how great it is, and I just thank them. That's really what's happening.
It's more background noise.
Yeah, it's background noise, yeah.
That's fantastic. So, have we finished up with our Saturday?
Friday night, yep.
For Friday, yeah. I'm way ahead of schedule here, Neil.
Yeah, as always, you're on the stick, Jack.
Don't wish time away, Jack.
I know. Hey, as you get to be my age, you really don't want to wish time away.
I used to be that old. About 10, 12 years ago, but still.
So, Saturday is...
Saturday's all day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way to think about it. I mean, Saturday is an all-day
party.
That
is the big day.
That is the day.
So, and actually, the events have already started to a certain extent in the fact that last weekend or the weekend before...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The
kayak races.
We had the kayak races. Yeah, the second annual kayak races.
So what are those?
Really, it's basically just, I would call it priming the pump, revving the engine for the grand event. It's basically a way to just to kind of draw a little bit more attention. It's a warm up. Let's be honest, it's a party.
Yeah.
It's a way to have a lot of fun at the campground. It's Sunday of Labor Day. That's when we did it last year. That's when we did it this year. That's when it's going to happen next year.
Yeah.
And it's really all about having fun and just kind of bringing that family atmosphere back into it. And it's a preview of what's to come for the main attraction. It's kayak races. It's really a relay race. And I don't know what we get. We go out maybe 20 yards. You got to make a turn and come back. You've got to change with a partner. And you've got to go around those poles and come back again. It sounds really... boring. It's really not.
It's really...
Rubbin's racing. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well, and you're probably not talking about professional kayakers in some of these cases.
No, some people don't even know what end of the paddle they're holding. That's really what we're at with it.
Which is perfect.
Yes.
Because that's exactly what you want.
That's exactly what you want.
It's a lot more fun when you have idiots out there.
Oh, yeah. It's a little more cardiovascular than I think a lot of people gave it credit to. They found that out in a hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and start talking about Saturday. It's an all-day thing. There's a boatload that's going on, so we will be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Since 1989, Case IH Maxim Series tractors have earned a reputation for longevity, reliability, and productivity. Find out how the latest generation of Maxim can raise your productivity at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Start with the Active Drive 8 dual-clutch transmission, delivering a wider range of working speeds without torque interruptions or manual gear changes. And with models ranging from 116 to 145 horsepower plus a two-wheel drive option, there's a Case IH Maxim Series tractor to meet your needs. To learn more, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
It's time for supper and you don't have time to make a great meal. No problem. Let Miracle Lanes come to the rescue. With their full menu of great food, everybody can get what they want. Subs, sandwiches, wraps, salads, wings, and of course their great pizza. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And don't miss their pizza wing and salad buffet on Friday at lunch. And remember to call and reserve your lanes for that special birthday party, family get-together, holiday party, or just for fun.
Great food, great friends, great times. Miracle Lanes, open Monday through Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11.
On September 22nd at 2 p.m. for a special tribute concert to the music of John Denver at the Elementary Middle School Auditoria, 865 Sharpsburg Road in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Washington State native Ted Vigil will perform the John Denver tribute concert to help the Opera House Committee raise funds for the ongoing renovation of the historic Opera House. John Denver, an iconic American songwriter and singer, captivated audiences in the 70s and 80s with his Grammy-winning hits such as Take Me Home, Country Roads, Sunshine on My Shoulders, and Rocky Mountain High. Experience the music that made John Denver a worldwide sensation. Tickets are available at the Tin Cupboard or Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. For more information, please call 419-375-3034. Limited tickets may be available at the door on the day of the concert. So don't wait. Purchase your tickets now for Sunday, September 22nd, the John Denver Tribute Concert, benefiting the Fort Recovery Opera House.
We're back.
Too fast.
We're talking with the group from the 2024 Party with a Purpose, and we pretty much covered Friday, and we're getting into the Saturday, and that's the big all day, there's something happening. So let's talk about Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday, and you know, we want to thank Fort Recovery Radio for broadcasting live with Yoga on the Beach. That's going to be a big hit. So we've got Yoga on the Beach. That starts, that's Yoga with Karen. It's going to basically want to be there by 8:45, but yeah, 9 a.m. So we're going to nourish our bodies before we go and go hog wild for the rest of the day. So Yoga at the Beach, that's 9 a.m., Yoga with Karen. And, you know, just to kind of rewind back, I know we kind of wrapped up Friday already, but just so the folks understand, we do have, so we've got the free soup lunch in, or dinner or whatever, that's happening on Friday. But we also, for the entire weekend, we've got a food truck, Whirling Meats, right? Whirling Street Eats. Whirling Street Eats is going to be there Friday and Saturday. So he's going to be there all day. If you're not into soup, that's great. I'm kind of those guys that's not into soup. The only thing better than meat potatoes in my mind is meat and meat. And Whirling Street Meats, that's the guy to go to. Fantastic food.
So, like, what do they sort of specialize in?
I know last year my favorite thing I had that they had there was Brussels sprouts smothered in bacon and some oil and a slice of heaven. They were amazing.
They were amazing.
They got some stuff for kids. I know Amanda, Riley's wife, was really working with them on the menu. There's mini corn dogs, and there's just a little variety of everything. If you just need a snack, there's a snack. If you want a little bit of a meal, there's more food for a sandwich and stuff of that nature. There will also be Paul's Popcorn will be out there. He's been out there for, oh, I don't know how many years, but it's kettle popcorn and some pork rinds and good snacks like that that you can pick up and buy as well.
Fantastic. So, okay, so we've got you guys all limbered up with your morning yoga. So what's after that?
Nap.
Chiropractor.
So starting at noon, there is a free kids game. Games. It's a whole slew of games under the tent for kids to play. They get tickets as they complete events or do well at whatever game it is. And then when it's over, they can go and get a nice little care package that we put together for them. They were new this year. We decided to ask Rossburg Fire Department if they would come out and have a fire truck. So we'll have fire trucks sitting there on the ground so the kids can, they want to crawl around on the fire truck and just see what a fire truck's all about.
Kids that, love that stuff.
Yeah, that's going to be available during then too.
And when we have our national night out at our swimming pool in July. We have the, we didn't have an EMS vehicle this year, had the police car, but the fire department hooked up to a hydrant, which I don't think they'll be able to do out there. Or is there, I don't think
there's no hydrants, but the ponds are so low we couldn't even steal water from that. Yeah, Bill might get mad.
Yeah, yeah, they were squirting water all up in the air and kids are running in it. Yeah, if you can't get a hold of a fire hydrant, that's well, probably only take 2,000 or 3,000 feet of fire hose, wouldn't it, to get into Rossburg? so yeah, that's always neat. Kids love those emergency vehicle things. They're really into that. Is there a breakfast thing, anything, or is it just mostly whatever you want to get out of the food truck?
There is breakfast. This is, although it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So we do have, though these had to be pre-ordered. Is pre-order still open?
No, that's closed.
All right, so pre-order is closed. However, and this is probably something that will continue just for the folks that are listening. It'll happen, I'm sure, in the future years as well. But St. Henry One Stop has done a really nice job of kind of helping out and wanting to do their part. Mm-hmm. They allowed us to pre-order pizzas. They allowed folks to pre-order breakfast pizzas, and they actually just, they make them, and they deliver them out to the campsite, and you could pick up your pizzas there.
That's awesome.
I didn't know how well that was going to go over last year, but holy cow. I don't know how many pizzas. It was incredible.
Is that right?
We're still burning pizza boxes.
This year, I think, right now she's up to 50.
50 pizzas. 50 pizzas.
Wow.
That'll take them 2 or 3 minutes to make those. that'll be great. Yeah, that's good of them to really, you know.
It's easy. It makes it easy. It's delicious. People appreciate it.
And they're really good at giving back to
100%
to community and things of value. Yep, they're, that's not surprising that they would volunteer to do a whole bunch of work to help out.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, so we got the breakfast, we got the yoga that kind of runs side by side. We've got, again, Whirling Street Eats going to be around again all day. They start at 11 o'clock, so if you want lunch and you don't want to make anything, lunch is going to happen. We got barbecue chicken that they're going to be able to grab on Saturday. Those were all pre-sale tickets. Those have been sold out, so there is no more barbecue chicken dinners left. But
who's making those for you?
That is Maters. Maters is making them, so if you didn't get your tickets and you're going to be out there, have fun smelling that all day.
Yeah.
Torture, especially for a fat guy like me. That's torture.
But you have 7 tickets, so you're okay.
That's right. That's right. I order my chicken by the chicken. So that happens. You know, that's as far as lunch goes. I mean, that's really what we're doing. The chicken dinner is going to be 4 o'clock. That we'll serve 4 to 5:30. They can pick them up at the main building. But as far as activities go, so we've got, you know, the kids game start, as Ted mentioned. The kids game start around noon. We're going to have the fire truck. That's going to be there for a while. That'll wrap up somewhere around 1:30. The kids games will. But it's not it for kids. Right after that, we are going into the Amazing Race. It's something we tried for the first time last year. It was a ton of fun. We got a lot of really great feedback, not only from the participants, but from the folks that kind of set up shop with their golf carts and watch this whole thing happen. We do it around the back pond by the Bergie Bar. So that's where we do the Amazing Race. I think last year we had somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 8 or 9 teams, and there's between 8 and 10 people per team. You don't have to have a full team. If you want to sign up as an individual, well, you'll get placed on a team, which is actually really cool because you get a lot of people that intermingle that maybe wouldn't have intermingled in the past. So you get some people breaking out of their shell a little bit. But that's a really fun thing. That's going to go on. The registration is from 1:30 to 2:15. We're going to start at 2:30.
Is that adults only, kids only?
No,
anybody and everybody.
I would encourage you have a mix of kids and adults, because there's going to be some things that the kids will execute better, and there's going to be some things the adults are going to execute better. It's another one of those cardiovascular things. People probably underestimate it. It's a race. So it's a ton of fun. It's entertaining as could be to watch. It's tons of fun to watch. And again, all age groups, Fort Camp Foam is sponsoring this. And I want to appreciate Fort Camp Foam for stepping up. The winning team, again, like we did last year, the winning team this year will get $300. So Ooh. It's not in it for, I mean, this is real money we're playing for here. So it's a ton of fun. Kids from all ages can play, and you're going to get grouped up. Kids are going to play. You know, young kids are going to play with older adults. It's one giant team, and it's a blast. It's fun to watch.
That's cool. So then this amazing race will have like six or eight different stops that they have to
That's
complete
right.
a challenge, a puzzle or a challenge or whatever.
So you're gonna have I think there are seven total stations.
Yeah,
last year it was six, this year it's seven. Too many great ideas from the team, and we're not going to cut them out. So it's a very diverse thing. I mean, sometimes you got to use your brain, so that's why you want women on your team, and sometimes you need brawn. But at the end of the day, it's again, the whole thing happens around the pond, so you're going to be able to watch the whole thing happen from around the rim of the pond. You're going to be able to see it all, but it's between being soaking wet with water or throwing frisbees or trying to put puzzles together. You get your little clues, if you will, at each station once you complete it. Then you finish back up at the Bergy Bar, and then you've got to put an additional puzzle together. And it isn't until you get that final puzzle together that you actually win.
Fantastic.
Sounds awesome. Sounds now, does everybody compete at the same time, or they do?
Oh, yeah. It's a shotgun start.
Okay.
Everybody starts at the same spot, and you can go any direction you want to. Start at any place you want to start. We know that you've been to every station because you're going to get your card for every station. And if you don't have your card for every station, there's no way you're going to decipher the puzzle at the end.
No.
Can't cheat.
Good. That's awesome.
All right. And then, so after everybody eats their chicken dinners, gets good and full, we've got we've renamed it this year. It's a little touching to my heart. It's now the Wanda Wobble. Wanda Fredericks was a permanent camper, and she unfortunately lost her battle with cancer last year, and her husband wanted to help out our cause. And so we came up with the idea with the committee to let's name the walk, the poker walk, in her honor. And talking with her husband and friends, they started joking, and she loved this event. It was one of her favorite events during the benefit, and they said there was a lot of times she got up from sitting around a campfire after having one or too many adult beverages, and she had a little bit of a wobble. So that's where we came up with the name.
So that fits well.
It fits very well. Like I said, it's we had T-shirts made up for it, and it sounds like we're going to have a pretty good crowd of her family and friends and people from her community out there just to help support this event. This event alone, which what we do is pre-sale ticket, or you come up to the main building, you get your poker ticket your card at 5:30. It's $20 per card, and then you walk around to five different spots around the campground. You enjoy some select adult beverages, and each spot normally has a fun game of chance where you end up with some form of Jello a lot of times or pudding. And then from there you get your card stamped, and you go to the next spot. When you're done having your fun at all the spots, you come back up to the main tent, and we pull a poker hand for you. Best poker hand out of all the participants, they get a prize.
Yep.
So it's a lot of fun watching. It's a good way to lubricate everybody up before the live auction Saturday night.
There you go. Good plan. That's a great plan.
So about how many people do you have that would be doing this?
I'm pretty sure last year we sold right around 225 to 250 tickets.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And
now that's an individual thing or team thing?
It's an individual. Some people, it's pretty much individual. It's $20 that gets you into the walk. You get your card, and then you just walk around and you enjoy yourself.
Yep. Fantastic. And then after the wobble,
After the wobble. So that takes us to 7:30. So after the wobble, it's
basically...
You
got 2 days worth of stuff already.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned the nap early in the day. critical nap time. Anyhow, after the wobble, so the wobble stops at 7:30-ish. I mean, it's by the time we can... We get done dealing the poker hands, and after that happens, we're basically going right into the evening festivities, and it starts, 8 o'clock to midnight. We've got live band, Empty Tank. They're back again for how many years has this been?
It's been a lot.
We should just kind of bring this up and talk about it a little bit, because it's for them to do this, because they're not exactly they're not really together all the time anymore. They basically, this is like a reunion every time we have this event. It's a reunion event for them. But then these guys, these guys are all married. They all have kids. They all have their own thing going on. So they come out of retirement once a year. They come back and do this event. But not only do they do that, they then become a live auction item. So they will auction themselves off to play some event that whoever wins it is having them play an event. So really they're committing themselves to another show at any point in time, and it's donating their time. It's an incredible thing to do. It's a heck of a commitment. If you haven't done it and you haven't been in a band and you kind of understand what all goes into it, there's a bunch of equipment, there's a bunch of things that can break, and it's not just showing up and playing. It's an incredible commitment to do it. Time and other things, but
yeah,
it's just incredible. What
you don't
do.
Show up with an acoustic guitar and a $50 karaoke speaker.
No, it's
anybody can do that, and it sounds like $50 worth.
But
professionals sound professional.
Yeah,
and it takes a huge amount of equipment.
It does, and they don't skip and they don't skimp.
Yeah.
Either. No. So these guys show up and they're giving it 100%. They're bringing their 100% gear, and you feel like you're at a concert when you're underneath that tent. It feels like it's supposed to.
Yep. That's awesome.
Yeah. So then after Empty Tank kind of goes on. That goes on from 8 to midnight. Like, they round up the evening, but there is a pause in between their playing, and that's when we start the live auction. We do the drawing for the golf cart. Roughly, it's probably about 9:30 or somewhere in there. That's when we get the tumbler out that has all the golf cart tickets. And as Ted mentioned, we not only we draw on a golf cart, but just like we did last year, we had more than just one prize. So we've got a fantastic golf cart this year. It's a beautiful machine. It's really nice. We also have we've got the Milwaukee toolkit donated by Fort Recovery Lumber. And then we've got the set of four tires again, courtesy of Chickasaw Garage and the Height Brink family, which is fantastic. And then the pizza kitchen or the pizza oven that's donated by the committee and the committee members. So that'll happen. And if you guys have tickets and you receive a phone call around 9:30-ish from a 937 number,
Pick it up.
You'll love the phone call. And if you don't, you will get a voicemail.
Yeah.
And I would save that voicemail. It'll go down in history.
A certain person left a voicemail not remembering what he all said. Thank God the guy saved it, because it was hilarious Sunday morning.
Well, sounds like fun.
Our whole committee, we just all get along. We all camp together. We all just get together, and when we have meetings, I think sometimes our meetings only consist of 15 minutes worth of work, and then it's normally 45 minutes of just talking and having fun and having some drinks. But to back up just a little bit too, so while the band's going on, while people are filing in after the Wanda Wobble, that's when the raffle buckets will be open again. We will have all kinds of silent auction items we want to see people bidding on and battling back and forth on with different... I can't even start to list all the items. I know we got Ohio State signed pictures with Ohio State metal signs. We've got sports tickets. Well, we got all kinds of Dayton Dragons tickets with... I think one of the sets is going to have a Marty Brenneman signed picture with it. We've got... There's goodie baskets from
I'm drawing a blank. But
we've got stuff coming in from everywhere. Yeah. It's amazing what the local communities have done.
Yeah, when you see those things, there's just a huge variety of all kinds of girly stuff and man stuff and kid stuff. And
there's tool packages. There's going to be camping packages, grills, and just heated chairs, and just all kinds of wide variety of great stuff that you can come bid on. And
so I'll tell you what, let's take a break and come back and talk about the auction items. And you know, I know there's probably four or five kind of highlighted items that
we definitely got a few of them for the live auction.
So, you know, and then I don't know whether it'll be possible. I'll probably challenge you guys because it sounds like there might be thousands of them, but some of the businesses that you feel should be recognized if, like, there's any of those. So we'll be back right after this.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steaks, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. And don't forget about their hamburgers, pork chops, boneless chicken breasts, and more. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel to New Bremen to take on the always tough Lady Cardinals. We'll simulcast WPGW for the varsity match. Video will be available on NK Telco. Then on Friday, it'll be football at St. Henry. Our pregame show will start at 6:40, and the NFHS video will be available. Get out and support our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Neil, I was right on time that time.
Yes, you were.
I'm getting so good at this.
And the good part was I was back in time to point at you.
I know. It worked out well.
It doesn't always work that way.
So we're back with Jim and Ted Heitbrink and Riley Kramer talking about the 2024 Party with a Purpose that's coming up this weekend at Rossburg Acres. And the festivities start Thursday night with Cosmic Bingo. And we've touched on Friday and Saturday, and we're talking about the big item as far as the auction items.
So we got a couple items that are up for our large auction items, and we've been starting to publish these out on our Facebook page to just kind of talk, you know, push them out a little bit. And one of them is we got a Caribbean vacation trip, 7 nights, and $1,000 worth of cash to help pay for flights, donated by Gary Cooper. We also got a 3-night stay in Hocking Hills at a cabin for, I think it's three or four bedrooms. Sleeps about 10 to 12 people. Donated by Adam Greaseup, Russell Guttemiller, and Rossburg Acres. We also have a Boardwalk Village trip package, basically. It was at two nights.
It's two nights, and it's your pick. You contact the number that you will be given if you win the item, and you say, I won this package at Rossburg Acres, Party with a Purpose, and you say, I would like the house that sleeps eight, and these amenities, and they will help find a date for you, and then the Ralph Rindler family will pick up the tab.
Well, how cool is that?
And then we had the other big ticket item for the auction. We have Ohio State tickets for the Ohio State Nebraska game, which so far looks like it could be a really good game.
Yeah.
Included with that are a couple signed autographs. We got two jerseys that go with it, and two Ohio State hats. So you're ready to go to the game when you get the package. You're out the door.
Fantastic. And I'll tell you what, I had an opportunity to spend a few days at that. At Gary's place on Nevis.
Yep.
Wow.
That's where it's at.
Yeah. This isn't a cottage. just to let you know, this isn't a cottage. This is a very nice place. So
maybe we should get you up on stage before we auction that off and let you sell it a little bit more.
It's very much worth.
If he's still awake, he would be happy to do that.
So things like this don't happen without individuals and businesses being willing to kind of share their wealth to a certain extent. Is there anybody that we should mention?
Well, and we got a list of some of them, and there's so many that to thank. But a few that we have, it's Hughes Peters donated the Ohio State package, Fishbowl Family Eye Care, Fort Camp Foam, Mormon and Harding, Knit and Veterinary, St. Henry Tile, Technical Roofing, Davis Camper, 3G's, Messenger Press, Fort Recovery Lumber, Rossburg Acres, I mean, the Smith's family, Smith's Enterprises. There's just so many, and people from all over that just have really pitched in to help make this thing a huge event.
Well, and when you talk about the prizes for the kids stuff, and you talk about the prizes in the raffle things and the auction, I mean, there has to be hundreds of businesses and individuals.
There absolutely is a lot of all these raffle items and our silent auction items. It's people giving up their product that they could be making money on and just donating it to us to help families.
Yeah.
It's a little can go a long way, and that's the beauty of our area. People realize that if I give a little, that can help go a long way to help a lot of other people. So it's heartwarming to be able to go around, and it's not like you have to beg. All you do is ask, and some people don't know about us, and that's where I think things are getting bigger and bigger, that people are starting to understand who we are and what we do and what we stand for and how we've helped. In 2 years, we've donated over $200,000, and we've helped 29 families. Nine of them families, we've paid their real estate tax. That's something. That one's just fun. We find people nominated, and then we go to the courthouse, the real estate office, and we go up and say, we're paying this person, and this person's real estate tax. And just watching the people behind the counter, I've not gone up personally, but just hearing the stories
we've had the auditors call us and say, this has never happened. Is this real? Is this a good check? I mean, can we cash this?
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's a way of helping out a family and surprising them. A lot of times they don't know what's happened. We send them a letter with a nice blanket and say, we've lifted this burden from your family this year. Hopefully you guys can recover from whatever it is they're going through. Because when we get nominations, it doesn't have to be just cancer. It's if somebody's in need of a kidney, if they were in a car accident and they haven't been able to work for multiple years, or laid in the hospital for a long time because of whatever ails them, and mom and dad couldn't work because they're taking care of the kid laying up in the hospital. It's just them are the stories that we get, and them are the people that we're helping.
And the last year or two, with the property taxes going up 25% to 50%, that's a huge deal for people. It was going to be hard for them to start with, and then you add 50% to it, or 30% or whatever it was. That's, you know, especially if they're already having some emotional and other kind of problems with all the things going on. Adding a whole bunch of money to your property taxes is a huge deal.
And I tell you what, to me, it's important to reemphasize the fact that in 2 years, and this isn't even counting the 16 years of the Kara-Seyfried thing.
That's right.
In just the past 2 years, you guys and the committee and the people involved have raised over $200,000 and helped 29 families out.
And I think the big message is we as a committee are all volunteer, and we have zero overhead. And then we really stress that we have zero overhead. That, well, I would tell people in March we had $200 left in our checking account because we want to give it all away to help these families.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. We're going to take one more break, and when we come back, we're going to touch on the things that we want to make sure that everybody knows about going into this coming weekend. So,
and we'll also come back with Rocker.
And
this day in pop culture history. Is that right, Rocker? All right.
So we'll be back after this.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Ball is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Join us on September 22nd at 2 p.m. for a special tribute concert to the music of John Denver at the Elementary Middle School Auditoria, 865 Sharpsburg Road in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Washington State native Ted Vigil will perform the John Denver tribute concert to help the Opera House Committee raise funds for the ongoing renovation of the historic Opera House. John Denver, an iconic American songwriter and singer, captivated audiences in the 70s and 80s with his Grammy-winning hits such as Take Me Home, Country Roads, Sunshine on My Shoulders, and Rocky Mountain High. Experience the music that made John Denver a worldwide sensation. Tickets are available at the Tin Cupboard or Cout Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. For more information, please call 419-375-3034. Limited tickets may be available at the door on the day of the concert. So don't wait. Purchase your tickets now for Sunday, September 22nd, the John Denver Tribute Concert, benefiting the Fort Recovery Opera House.
I pointed at you, Jack.
We're back. And we're talking to Ted, Jim, and Riley from the Party with the Purpose group. And guys, we've covered a lot of stuff in the past hour. First of all, kudos to you guys and your wives and your committee. all the people that have their hands in this, because what a fantastic project.
Yeah, that's I look at it as I'm blessed to have the ability to do this. Yep. You know, Jim kind of mentioned we've got this kind of group of people that happen to camp together.
Yep.
And whether it was serendipitous or intentional, I mean, we've got people that have just different core competencies. We've got an accountant in the group. We got somebody in insurance in the group. We got business leaders in the group. We got, you know, your worker bees in the group. And it just happened to, I don't know if it was, again, I think it was serendipity more than once anything else. A happy accident, as Bob Ross liked to say. It's a great group. It's a lot of fun. I think I speak for everybody when I say we love doing this. It's an incredible responsibility at the same time.
Sure.
That's not lost on us. I mean, at the end, Jim touched on it. We don't have administration fees. Everything that we're doing is donated time, or a lot of us are spending a lot of our own money and donating that at the same time. Rossburg Acres, love that group. You know, Bill, Bert, and the family.
Bill's an idiot.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Well,
he was smart enough to marry Bert.
That is not Jack. That's not news to anybody.
Thanks. That's a great group over there. And honestly, when you look at Rossburg Acres and the people that camp there, I mean, it's a giant family anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a giant family. Everybody chips in. Everybody does their part. I just want everybody to know that we do our best to be good stewards of the money that's donated. It's great that we get to do this. It's also a terrible thing that we have to do this.
Sure.
Problems aren't going to go away.
Yep.
So this is going to keep happening. It's going to keep continuing. And if there's things that we can help out with, and if you go to our Facebook page, the Rossburg Acres Party with a Purpose Facebook page, if you have somebody that you know that is struggling and is in need and needs some help, recommend them. Reference them. If you want us to consider them, let us know. Send it in. We'd love to hear from you, and we would love to do our part to help bless those families.
Easiest way to do that is Facebook page message.
Facebook Messenger. Yep.
Yep. So to kind of recap, Party with a Purpose 2024 kind of kicks in Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Cosmic Bingo.
Cosmic Bingo. Party afterwards by the pond.
Fantastic. Yep. And then we roll into Friday, and it's Friday evening activities, basically.
Yep. Monte Carlo night, Friday evening. We got food truck. We've got the free soup. Starts basically 5 o'clock. Kids punch board rolls up. And then we got the horse races, and the Monte Carlo is going on that entire evening.
Fantastic. And then Saturday is the big day, the all day. And starts in the morning.
Starts in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. If you've ordered your pizzas from the One Stop, those are going to be available right away in the morning. We've got the yoga with Karen that starts at 9 a.m. That rolls right into the food truck. Starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, that's going to go to midnight. The kids' games start at noon, go to 1:30. As soon as the kids' games wrap up, we're going to the Amazing Race. You're going to register from 1:30 to 2:15. The Amazing Race starts at 2:30. After that wraps up, we got the Wanda Wobble. Wanda Wobble starts at 6 o'clock, goes till 7:30. After that wraps up, we go from 8 o'clock to midnight. That's Empty Tank. That's the live auction. We're drawing the silent auction. We're drawing the raffle buckets. We're drawing the golf cart tickets. And then Empty Tank is going to bring us home and celebrate.
Fantastic. And you know what? For the most part, this is all family-friendly, kid-friendly stuff. You may want to make sure that you have the kids in bed by 9 o'clock or so. But in general, what a great way to spend time with your family.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, it started as a family thing. It's going to end as a family thing.
Yeah.
Kids are going to be welcome. They're going to be up there all night long. We just encourage everybody to come out. We encourage everybody to bring a lot of cash. We encourage everybody to leave all that cash at the campground.
And bring your checkbook for those auction items.
That's right.
So
yeah, you might not want some of those auction items. You don't want to have that much cash on you.
Yeah. Somebody might push you down.
Might not want to have the actual cash. You pull your pull your hand out of your pocket one time. A couple hundred dollars might go floating away. So okay, checkbook is probably good. Plus cash.
I tell you what, it was a quick hour. We touched a lot of stuff. So is like there anything that we missed?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think we've pretty much said it all. Again, you know, I would encourage everybody that's listening, come out. This is not just for the campers. This is for everybody. You know, for the folks that are in the, I would call it a tri or quad county area, I would encourage you to come out. It's no admission until Saturday.
Yep.
Saturday, there's a small admission. And, you know, we encourage everybody to bring your families. It's going to be a family-friendly activity all weekend long.
Come out. Have fun.
And also, we mentioned off the air, there'll be water and whatever the food truck has. Anything else that you and or your family want, you want to take with you to the
events,
to the campground? Is that correct?
Yeah. So other than the food truck, they may have a few select beverages available. Pack a cooler. It's not like going to a picnic where we're wanting you to come up and buy our drinks, our adult beverages. Just pack a cooler, come enjoy yourself. That's about it. It's we're going to just have a great weekend, and the weather sounds like it's going to be wonderful. And
yeah.
We'll just have a great time raising some money for some needy families. Well, like I ended on WCSM, we're going to have a great party, and it's going to serve a great purpose.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Guys, it was fun. It was quick. And we got to make room for Rocker.
Got it.
So Rocker.
Neil, Jack, thank you.
Yep. You are very, very welcome. We appreciate everything that you guys do and all the other people that weren't here. You know, we only have so much room in here, so we can't bring everybody in. Yep. But it's really good that you guys are doing what you're doing. There's a lot of events kind of like this that Mercer County has become famous for in the last 10, 15, 20 years, that people are just giving back, and they're happy to do it, and they have a ball, and you guys put on a great party to make it happen, and that's just really good. So,
and as Rocker comes up, just to highlight the committee members again, I think makes sense. We got Jim and Leslie Heitbrink, Ted and Stacy Heitbrink, Steve and Julie Ontrop, Ted and Angie Woods, Riley and Amanda Kramer, Joe and Kelly Broering. We can't thank you guys and all those people that had their hands in it enough. So what a worthy cause. So
yep. So and if you guys want to hang around and help us harass Rocker while he does his thing, he usually ends up looking like the smart one and the rest of us are stupid, but it's always fun.
Come on up, Rocker.
Yeah, I think Rocker's going to be doing the this day in pop culture history.
Top 10 list.
Top 10 list, Rocker?
No.
Oh. Gentlemen, we really appreciate
that microphone
it.
Thing there, Rock. Now we're not on commercial.
You're on.
Oh, I thought we was on commercial.
No.
That's why you're not hearing anything.
Hello, Rocker.
Hey, how's it going, Jack?
So what did you think of the debate last night?
Oh, dear heavens. I don't know if that was the best thing for the American viewers.
It was like watching train wreck, wasn't it?
Literally.
Yeah.
And that's the best two people we got to pick from. How many people in the United States...
321,642,000. I don't know what.
And we come down to those two.
Yeah. Hey.
I guess it's the lesser of two evils.
Yep.
Okay, September 10th, 1935. Popeye debuts on the radio.
Really?
Imagine how much fun that was back in the day. Yeah, that's all it was.
I know.
I don't.
So how would Popeye make a good radio show?
I don't know.
That'd be hard. And Popeye's girlfriend's name was
Olive Oil,
and his best friend that ate all the hamburgers.
Oh. Wimpy.
Wimpy told ya.
Hey,
yeah. All right.
1941, M&M's is put into rations for the soldiers.
What is?
M&M's.
Really?
Which pretty much made that company a fortune. Because they got that military contract. And up until that point, M&M's was, or Mars was...
Shaky.
Well,
so why did they work?
Why did they work? Because they were easy to pack and they didn't melt.
Yes.
They didn't melt in your hands.
Yeah. Melt in your mouth, not in your hands.
Very good.
And I didn't get a single stock out of that operation. September 11th, 1977, Bing Crosby and David Bowie taped their famous
Little Drummer Boy
Peace on Earth. Now, it was less than a month later, Bing Crosby would be dead on a golf course.
Bing died in a golf course?
I believe so.
No kidding.
He was out golfing and he just bloop.
Just dropped.
But, you know, he was...
So they taped that in September.
Well, and pretty much. September 10th, 11th.
Huh.
And, of course, we all know what happened 23 years ago today.
Yeah. So where were you at?
I was coming down. Dad was out painting the porch, top porch. And I just came down. I was going to watch Regis. Who knew? Obviously, by the time I got down, it already flipped to the news end of it.
Yep. Scary stuff.
And I remember that whole day, I was just running up and down the steps trying to keep Dad in the loop.
Yep.
I lost a little bit of weight that day.
I bet so.
I don't know. That might have been the scariest day I've ever had. Outside of seeing Bill loopy one day. Which is most days. Hey, our citizen of the day.
Hey, who's that?
A gal... True to Bubba's heart.
Oh darn! I was hoping it was me, but
Mindy Hunt.
Uh oh.
God love her,
Melinda.
God bless her heart. She has put up with a lot over the past umpteen years. Yeah,
and mainly Bill
and Bill
and Chester.
Well, Chester's they shipped him away quite some time ago.
Shipped him away.
He's puffing gas at Swifties. Celebrity birthday time.
Oh boy.
Now I gotta read these out of order because I screwed up.
We'd never know the difference anyway, so.
Well, at least I can tell myself. Three Dog Nights. Danny Helton is 82.
Wow. So he's that much older than I am. I remember when One came out about 1969, I'm gonna say. That was a big time deal.
Actress Amy Irving is 71.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, especially since I don't have any idea who she is.
She's a good looking gal.
She played in some piano thing.
And she's in Niento too.
The Nympho?
No.
Niento, not Nympho.
Oh,
that was Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, she was a Nympho.
What?
The Bird Killer. The Bird Killer himself, Randy Johnson, is 61 today.
Oh, yep.
Yep, that bird never had a chance.
That's amazing.
And, you know, just think that bird was just minding his own business. And next thing he knows,
he should have known not to go into the ballpark and just fly around. He should have known better.
And the one and only time we'll ever hear this name, probably, prima ballerina Misty Copeland is 42.
Well, then.
Out of all the...
So how do you even know that she's a prima ballerina?
I said so on the internet.
I had to do Google.
You Googled, okay.
What's her name? Misty Copeland. Misty. September 11th, birthdays. Oh, boy, here we go. Now, this name you might remember. He was the opening act for Frank Sinatra for many years.
He was the opening act for who?
Comedian?
Frank Sinatra.
Comedian?
Tom Dreesen, 85.
Yep. And whatever time I...
Tom Dreesen, for the guy who's not put in his hearing aids today.
Tom Dreesen, every time I hear his name, he tells, every time he's on David Letterman, he always told the story that he opened for Sinatra. They were in Louisville after the show. Sinatra, Dreesen, and Dean Martin were going back to the hotel. Went by one of the distilleries, and Frank looked at Dean Martin, said, "See, you can't drink more than they can make." He said, "Yeah, but I got them working three shifts." That's always it probably is not true, but that is my absolute favorite story.
Maybe you remember this name. Actress Lola Falana is 82.
Yeah. Yep.
Black girl.
I think she might be Spanish.
Yeah.
Might be brown.
That's beautiful. Who Barry Manilow wrote the song about.
Very good.
Yeah, that might
name
be
was
true.
Lola.
That might be true.
It is true.
Okay.
Yep.
Harry Connick Jr. is 57.
Yep.
Barry and Lola's brother had a thing going.
Oh, yeah?
Rico.
Yeah, in the song.
Yep.
Oh, God, I'm almost frightful to say this name.
Oh.
Actress Taraji P. Henson is 54.
Who?
Taraji P. Henson. She's a really good actress.
She is dark, by the way.
Yes, she is.
What's her name?
Taraji P. Henson.
Yes.
Never heard of her.
Well, you need to get out more.
And rapper Ludacris is 47.
Okay.
I was waiting for it.
I don't know anything about any music that was done after 1982.
You need to broad, as my brother, the right lesson he ever taught me was you need to broaden your musical horizons.
Yeah. I know what I like, and it ain't Ludacris or Raja and the Mahesian.
That's Taraji P. Henson, and she wasn't a musician. She's an actress.
Bubba, you still with us?
Yep.
Yep.
Bubba, who's on Sports Talk?
Coach Jeff Vaughn and Steve Hellwagon.
Fantastic.
Jeff Vaughn's a hack.
Let's get to it. Are we all done?
Yep.
All right.
Stay tuned for Sports Talk.
Thank you for staying tuned to Inside Fitness with Jack Stogler, right here on the 4th.